Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17-2 with Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. They went from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out. Kathy Perry, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P, is back. Kathy is one of the top social media experts on the planet. She's my social media expert. Sometimes she doesn't like to admit that. Kathy, thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you back. I've been reading some articles, just scanning them, not reading them a lot, because about influencers. And I've known about influencers for a long time, but I've recently seen several articles about the potential income that can come from being an influencer. I mean, these are people who never get out of their jammies, who never get out of their bunny slippers. They never leave their apartments. They find a way to be cool, to be relevant on some level. You know, maybe they're 14 years old or 24 or whatever, however, and they've got a million, 2 million followers somehow, and they're making $100,000, $200,000 a year because every time they get a million people to click on their link, that's $10,000 in their pocket for one post.
Yes, that's true.
Now, you're here to say that boomers can do that? Who ever heard of a boomer being relevant in the 21st century, right?
Well, here's the thing. Boomers are 12 times wealthier than millennials, and they account for an estimated of 50%, 56% of all U.S. spending, and they're often overlooked by consumer brands. And this is a study that was done by AARP, National Venture Capital.
We're not hip. My grandsons remind me of that every day. You're not hip, Poppy.
That's right. But Jim, I have to tell you, you fall into this category of being a boomer influencer in your field. Mm-hmm. But where we're seeing most of the boomer influencing is in the anti-aging area, in the beauty field.
Well, of course, you know, you can look at me and you can tell I'm an expert in that. But Kathy, of course, now we have to remind people, just being having clicks doesn't make you rich, doesn't get you the money. You're an influencer for a product, right?
Absolutely.
You've got to have a sponsor.
Industry.
Yes.
For a field. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, in your field, you are an influencer. And because you are tapping into that industry that is wealthier. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, the consumer brands are the ones that are really paying a lot
of
the money.
That's right.
Obviously, it's, you know, that's where they're seeing the big influx.
Well, I'm talking to a makeup company right now. I mean, they want to know what I can, you know, you can imagine. Go ahead.
Okay. So, Jim, you need to find some products that would be really great to be.
But you have to also be okay. I don't want to sound hateful here or anything, but you got to be a little bit of a shill for these products too, don't you? I mean,
yes, you do.
It doesn't work
if you're not
willing to shill for them. Being a shill never fit my idiom.
What I just said previously about being authentic, that just kind of blows that out of the water, doesn't
it? No kidding. Well, you know, I mean, but the thing is if you can have the ones that I think get away with it and make it, you know, okay, are the ones that have fun with it, right? I mean, there's as much personality as there is recommendation, and it's why people go there. But unfortunately, hanging out with influencers is the other reason why people don't read books anymore.
That's true. And they look to, you know, having current information about the industry that they're interested in from certain leaders in those fields. You are one of those. So So now you can call yourself a boomer influencer. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm definitely the first half of that. No, there's no question about that. But, you know, the jury's still out on all the rest of it. But, you know, I'm in my 24th year, so.
I was going to say you've been doing this for a long time.
I must be doing something right. I just didn't know how to convert. I have had opportunities over the years to shill for companies, and I wouldn't do it. But that was before they offered you the kind of money they're offering today. So what would be an example? So if you've got to have the come across. You can't be an influencer if you don't come across, if you don't have a style, if you don't have a personality.
That's right.
You've got to be able to catch people's attention. They've got to want to, because the first thing they're going to do is they're going to be attracted to the product, possibly. You know, this is what you're talking about. That's what they're searching for. But then they're going to come back. Once they learn about the product, they're going to come back because they're going to say, I wonder what he's going to do next. Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, the big thing is that a lot of it has to do with skincare and things in the beauty industry, and they're finding that they are reaching the boomer audience with some of the older influencers, and they can be, you know, obviously they can be in the industry or even celebrities have done this. So they're just finding that the boomer influencer industry has been a little bit untapped.
Right. Well, good luck, folks. Now you know what you need to be working on. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk some more with our good friend Kathy Perry right after the break. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.